clouds here. I'm trying to get those out of the way. 11 degrees. Wednesday talk around continues. Always great to hear from Brad from Wapton Parks and Rec. We're going to switch gears, and we are going to talk Zonta this morning. Yes. And Muriel and Sue in to talk with me here in studio. Ladies, thank you so much for making the trip in. What is up with Zonta? You guys are always busy. What's happening?
Well, what we really want to promote is we're part of Holiday Lane.
Okay.
Tonight, mm-hmm. 5 to 8. And as you know, one of our missions is gender violence.
Yeah.
And so any donation that we get tonight, we will give to the two crisis centers.
Fantastic.
So,
if you pull in to see us at Santa's Workshop,
right,
you'll get a cup of hot chocolate.
Grab that mic and pull it real close to you. I need everybody to hear you here.
So I said if you pull in to see us at Santa's Workshop, we'll serve you a cup of hot chocolate.
Okay.
And we have candy canes for the kids or adults if they want them, just for a free will donation for the domestic violence.
See, Brad was just talking about that, and he said, yeah, sometimes they have hot chocolate down there, so I'm going to try to see when I can get down there and get that. Yeah. So tonight is the night. Fantastic. So, Zonta, I mean, you do so much good work around the community. Have you been partnered with the Crisis Center and Someplace 8 before?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
All the time.
Right.
All the time.
Right. So people, again, and it's beautiful down there. They've done, I don't think Chris DeFries slept for like 3 months putting all that together. So,
but you know, that park is just beautiful.
Yeah.
With all the renovations, mm-hmm. it is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, they've done a really, really nice job with that, definitely.
Yes. Took a long time. My favorite road was closed.
Mine too. Were you getting a little irritable? Because I was. It was like, open this up, quick.
I know, because I also have to drive down to see the geese and take my grandchildren and feed dogs.
Hard to do grandma duty when the road's closed, right?
I know.
So what a great event. And again, and Zonta putting this on. What else is going on?
Well, just, you know, Zonta International is over 102 years old.
Wow.
Our club was chartered in 1952. So we've been around.
Mm-hmm.
And we're probably a good, best kept secret.
Right. Mira, how many members do you have, ballpark?
We have 13
okay.
right now.
Okay.
We have 13. What we're doing right now, our current programs. Okay, before I say that, I want to tell you that this is an important, from November 25th until December 10th.
Okay.
It's 16 days of activism. So this is a worldwide program that is going on.
Right.
We are bringing attention to it by being at Santa's house on Holiday Lane. So,
does it amaze you as it amazes me sometimes, and I've had this conversation before, that this stuff occurs right here at home?
Oh.
And why there is such a need for places like this?
Right.
You would not believe it. And, you know, Zonta stands for Programs for Women and Children.
Mm-hmm.
It is for advocacy, protection, and prosecution.
Right.
Because they have advocates that will go with somebody if they need to go to court or anything. So it's really important that mm-hmm. we support the crisis centers in both communities.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What else you got? You got a whole sheet of good things
there. I know. You know what? We started Girls Who Code. Well, Bethany Higdom did. She's amazing.
Right.
These little girls, absolutely. They're third and fourth grade. What they can do on that computer.
Yeah.
It is absolutely amazing.
It's humbling, isn't it?
It is.
Very humbling.
Really
it's
humbling.
It's just like, oh, I don't know very much about this.
Right.
And so we're supporting that on the educational level.
Of course
and
you are.
I'm telling you, there was this young lady, I don't remember her name, she could have taught the class.
Really?
She was.
She just had it over everybody,
and
just miles ahead, yeah.
They have to show the teachers and those of us in Zonta what they can do and what they've accomplished. And so we support that program.
All right. Of course, I said, of course you do, because
and
it's
I
not
believe
a, yeah.
On the first of next week, we have, it is communications, I don't know, something about computers, so they graduate.
Yeah. Okay.
It's Monday.
Wow, fantastic. Now, how much fun is that? And like
is.
I say, humbling to sit
is.
In there and go, boy, there's a
but
lot
you,
I don't know.
I mean, their self-esteem, they just bloom.
Right.
They absolutely
that's great to
bloom.
See.
We also give out scholarships. And so we give a Young Woman in Public Affairs Award. That is for young women who are really committed to their community and what they've done and what they've been active in. It's to promote their high school students. It's to promote their
sure.
education so that, you know, they can apply for an award.
Right.
That's open to all young women, seniors. In Richland and Wilkin County, all well, those schools.
Not what a fantastic program.
Yeah.
Seriously, and what a great thing to shoot for.
Yeah.
You know, great motivation, definitely.
We also give a yellow, we started giving a Yellow Rose Award, and that's to an older,
non-high school senior.
There you go.
Right. They are committed to their careers, and so we help them out with that.
Normally. Okay.
And then we also support the GED program.
Yeah.
Financially.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and that is very, we've got wonderful people that are promoting that program, and sometimes it's that testing. I don't know what it is that $30 a test, and mm-hmm. it's like four or five testing.
Right.
Four or five sessions they have to go through. So that's a lot of money to come up with when you're just yeah. trying to make it in this world.
Right. And a great second chance program, too, for yeah. a lot of people,
it
too,
is.
To really get things back on track.
Absolutely, it is. Yes. So
good stuff. You guys are busy, see? I mean, and doing such good work, which is why I'm glad I get to talk to you around the holiday season, because yeah. it just kind of fits together with your mission. And you go, like, through the year, too. You just
oh, yes.
don't end at the holidays,
no,
right?
No.
Okay.
We're active all year long.
So one more time, because I get excited hearing about this. Holiday Lane tonight.
5 to 8.
Zonta Ladies down there from 5 to 8. Come down and get your hot chocolate and just and take that all in, because it's worth the trip.
Oh, definitely.
It is worth the trip. And then help us support
absolutely.
The crisis centers.
Absolutely. Ladies, you two have a blessed and wonderful Christmas.
Thank you.
Anytime you want to come in here, again, doors always open to good groups like Zonta, okay?
We will.
All
we
right.
Will.
Thank you.
Muriel, Sue, thanks for stopping by. It's 9:53. You're at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Cloudy sky going on right now, 11 degrees. Good morning.